Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Isolated showers and thunder showers are forecast for Gauteng. Over the Mpumalanga High Veld, the southwestern areas of Limpopo and parts of the northwest. Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg up to 22. Johannesburg and Emalahleni 20. Polokwane, a high of 21 degrees. And you can get the hourly forecast for your area at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on the weather tab.
There's roadworks in Maritzburg. N1 northbound causing restrictions at Albertina Sisulu Road. There's already queuing traffic.
The Gauteng Department of Health says it's very worried about the alarming rise in incidents of food poisoning affecting especially children. In the latest incident, 41 children between the ages of 3 and 5 were rushed to hospital after they allegedly ate rat poison thinking it was candy. This apparently happened at their preschool. And Zambia says it needs more than $900 million to deal with the worst drought the country has ever recorded and provide what it calls life-saving assistance to millions of people. President Hakainde Hichilema appealed for help in a TV address, saying about half of the country's 20 million people have been adversely impacted by the prolonged dry spell induced by the El Niño weather phenomenon. With that, looking at our business news. Volkswagen says upgrades at its Khayelitsha plant will begin at the end of the year during the plant's shutdown. The German carmaker plans to invest 4 billion rand at the manufacturing plant in the Eastern Cape, from where a new SUV will be manufactured from 2027. Volkswagen says in a statement, African markets like South Africa will continue manufacturing and selling vehicles with internal combustion engines for the foreseeable future, while most global vehicle markets are transitioning to electric vehicles. Looking at the market, the rand is continuing its losses against the US dollar, with the greenback stronger against a basket of currencies. It follows a forecast by analysts that the US Federal Reserve could postpone its first rate cut now to September. And Asian markets fluctuated in early morning trade in reaction to that news. This morning, a dollar at 19 rand 2 cents, a euro 20 rand 22 cents, a pound 23 rand 65, gold at $2,381.92 per fine ounce, oil at $89.53 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, it was not a great night for the Spanish sides in the Champions League last night. Kylian Mbappe scored twice as Paris Saint-Germain thrashed Barcelona to turn around a first-leg deficit, reaching the semis. PSG had trailed 3-2 after the first leg in France, but reached the last four for the first time since 2021. In Germany, Borussia Dortmund advanced with a rip-roaring 4-2 home win over Atletico Madrid, and that saw them fight back from a 2-1 deficit in the first leg. This is just the fourth time the German club have advanced beyond the quarterfinals. Here at home, a setback for the Vodacom Bulls ahead of Saturday's big URC clash with champions Munster. The Bulls could be without number 8 Cameron Arnacombe after he was cited for a dangerous hit in the Champions Cup match against Northampton Saints. He's alleged to have dangerously tackled inside centre Fraser Dingwall and was subsequently yellow carded. Just 5 rounds of the regular URC season remains. The Bulls are in third place. The defending champions are just 2 points behind them in fourth. And the Stormers have continued to reinforce their squad for next season, announcing the return of another star player from Japan. Lock JD Schickerling is the latest player to return to Cape Town, having signed a 3-year deal. That news follows the announcement that former Stormers captain Stephen Kitsoff will also be heading home after a short stint with Ulster. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me